This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad with the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels for AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Union Home Minister and Finance and the Minister of Corporation, Amit Shah, will attend the 20th Foundation Day celebration of the NDRF in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh today. On the occasion, the Home Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for the projects worth over 200 crore rupees. The premises of three important centres, including the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management, campus of the 10th Battalion of the NDRF, and the premises of the Regional Response Centre in Saspal will be inaugurated today. Mr. Shah will also lay the foundation stone of the new integrated indoor shooting range at National Police Academy in Hyderabad, where IPS probationary officers will be trained in firing skills. During this visit, the Home Minister will also inaugurate the state government's regional forensic science laboratory building in Tirupati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday distributed over 65 lakh property cars under the Swamitva scheme to the property owners through the video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed the day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of the Swamitva scheme. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the naming of the iconic culture centre in Jaffna built with the Indian assistance as Thiruvallur Cultural Centre. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is also a testament to the deep cultural, linguistic, historical and the civilized bonds between the people of India and Sri Lanka. The ongoing Maha Kumbh Mela 2025 in Prayagraj has been witnessing a huge turnout of devotees and pilgrims. Over 7 crore and 72 lakh devotees and pilgrims have attended the Mahakumbh so far and took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam. Beyond the Sangam, the Mahakumbh Mela has also ignited tourism across Uttar Pradesh. After attending the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, devotees and tourists from across the country and abroad are now thronging other pilgrim sites in Uttar Pradesh. The sacred places like the Ayodhya, Varanasi, Vindhyachal and Chitrakoot has seen a sharp increase of visitors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded that the Israel will not proceed with the Gaza ceasefire deal until the Hamas provides a list of the names of 33 hostages to be freed in the first phase today. It comes hours before the ceasefire deal was slated to be held. Netanyahu has held and highlighted that the Israel will not tolerate the violation of the ceasefire agreement and hold Hamas fully responsible. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the Gaza ceasefire agreement that involves the exchange of the dozens of hostages held by the Hamas for the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails and a temporary pause for the 15-month-long conflict. In Khokho World Cup, the Indian men's and women's team have showcased their impressive performance in the semi-final matches, securing the spots in the finals. In a thrilling game, the Indian men's team defeated South Africa 62-42 in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Indian men's team will now face Nepal in the final. Meanwhile, India's women team also delivered a commanding performance by defeating South Africa by 66-16. The Indian women's team will also face Nepal in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.